Hey there, this is Donna Ashton, and we are back for 4-day weekends. Today, we are talking about creating sacred business boundaries and why setting these limits can create even more income. There have been some times in my life where I have let my boundaries cross over. When I was homeschooling my kids, I was trying to get some interviews scheduled, and I was talking to a woman, and it went past the time we were supposed to be talking, and my kids were outside in the hallway playing. I could hear them getting restless, but she was having a meltdown, and I had to stay on the phone an extra 20 minutes with this woman. And in the meantime, my kids were out there playing with marbles, and my one daughter threw the marble, hit my other girl's front tooth, her permanent tooth, and split it and knocked like 3/4 of her tooth out. And it was funny, we were just talking about this weekend when my daughter was home about how she felt so bad, the one who threw it. But I told her I was the one who's taken the brunt of the guilt for that, because I should have been off the phone. I should have said, I'm sorry, we need to reschedule this for another time if you need longer with me, but I did not. And I know there are other stories out there. Maybe the consequences have not been so severe. Maybe they were worse. But it's something that sticks with me. And I don't know if this is what shaped my pretty sturdy boundaries. Let's talk about business boundaries, because I know there's a lot of people out there who are struggling with this and who are people pleasers, who even consider themselves people pleasers. It could be causing all kinds of issues, not only to your personal time and energy, but to money, as you are doing more work than you were set to do or doing things you shouldn't really be doing. The clearer your boundaries, the more money you can make. And that is just from all these aspects of your time, your energy, your focus, and the way you look at yourself, the confidence that you have in order to say no or to stick to your guns. So as we lead into this, I have another story about a VA that I hired several years ago who had young children. And when we came to talk about how she was going to work with me, she had quite strong boundaries of, I only work on Tuesday through Thursday. And if you give me something, I need at least a 48-hour turnaround. I was like, oh, wow, okay. My previous assistant was just by the seat of my pants, and I had been throwing stuff at her. Can you have this done in an hour? Can you have this done by the end of the day? And this new person, at first I wasn't very annoyed. And then I thought, you go, girl, you've got kids, I get you. And why not? It's your business. You can work the way you want, and that honors your time. And it also forced me to get myself more organized. It made me more productive. It just was easier. I wasn't leaving everything to the last minute. I had to think ahead and be a little more proactive. So it was actually a gift that she gave me. Here's some interesting things on why you may be letting that line blur business boundaries. I think as solopreneurs, we are our businesses. We're working from home. We have our families. We have our lives. It's very much different to when I used to go to work at corporate or go to my job, and then I'm there in this container without too many distractions. But for the most part, you're there in the container, you're answering the calls, you're doing whatever you need to do during that time. There's not too many distractions. So you can focus, then you leave and you go home. But we don't have that now. We just have a door that we close, right? Or some of us don't even have that. You're in the other room, or you've got this time while your kid's at school. So it's a lot easier to just run in there and check some emails, even on Saturday mornings when you're supposed to be playing with the kids, or you're supposed to be doing another project or spending time with your spouse. It can encroach. And with our phones now, we're constantly on. We're constantly at the beck and call of social media, our clients, our colleagues, whoever emails us or texts us. A lot of it is fear of missing opportunities. If I don't respond to this immediately, if I don't do this thing, then I'm going to miss on something else. maybe I'll regret it. I think probably it's the opposite. If you look back at all of the times when you did things, it's probably more of a regret, not a FOMO, but more of a, why did I do that? People-pleasing habits, saying yes to everyone. And I know women and mothers especially have an issue with this. A lot of you do. I've never been that people pleaser. I'm not afraid to say no, but that's me. But I've worked with a lot of clients who have that issue, who want to be nice and who are here to nurture, feeling like that's their job. When it isn't. Taking care of yourself and running your business is your job. And of course, yes, taking care of your family. Scarcity mindset. I can't afford to turn that down. I've got to take any client that comes right now, no matter what they're asking for, even if it's something I don't like doing anymore, or they're underpaying me, but I need the money. Sometimes it's misunderstanding what the boundaries actually are. And early on in my business, I didn't really set clear boundaries until something happened. Then I was like, oh, I need to put up a little fence right here with that. I worked with a coach. This was years ago. She had such very interesting boundaries set up. I joined this group program and she sent the rules over. You are allowed to ask me one question per day through an email. One time I got on the phone with her and I asked her about it. And I said, this is very interesting and I want to know what this is about. She told me there was a woman who spent all day emailing her, like probably 10 to 12 emails a day, asking all kinds of questions. And it just got ridiculous to the point where she had to put up her boundary and say only one email a day. Sometimes we have to make our own boundaries based on what happens in the past or with a particular client who's probably not an ideal client. I feel like the real cost of having these weak boundaries is what happens on the backside, missing out on family, that resentment of, oh, it's another client who's bugging me, energy drain and burnout. We get to this place of, oh no, instead of looking forward to talking to our clients, there's the resentment or there's family resentment because you're working again or taking another call or working on something for 5 minutes that turns into an hour and a half. Let's talk about things that we can do to help. It's an overnight thing. It's a gradual shift. Boundaries aren't necessarily walls, right? They are some containers. It's not to say you can never bend. We're not building this iron wall between people, but we do have to have something there for the expectations. Your client may be expecting that she can call you anytime. And if you don't have that written in the contract, then it's really on you to set those clear boundaries so there's no misunderstandings and there's no weird things that happen because nobody really knows where the limits are. Limits can create energy rather than restrict it. Just as I had talked about with my VA, this is actually going to be good for me. And you can think of the same thing from your clients. Instead, set the container of, we have 45 minutes to discuss. So get your questions ready ahead of time. And then after we hang up, you've got 15 minutes extra to make notes or do the next thing you need to do or put something on your calendar to move what we just talked about forward. You can always set it up in a way that is empowering your clients. It could be your coworkers or your assistant or even your family. I'm here to work, and if I can get my work all done without interruptions, it'll be an hour. If I have to keep stopping, it could be 3 hours. So you have to set those and think about how it will help get things done faster and better. Clients do want to know what the boundaries are. If they have no idea, they either won't reach out or they'll reach out a lot. You have to set the container for them so that they understand. Let's talk about some boundaries here. Time boundaries. So this means setting up specific working hours or having a response time expectation, right? Like I know some people have these on their email where it's the automatic generated reply. I'll get back with you within 24 hours. So just set those expectations. some of these Zoom meetings can get out of hand, even when we're just networking or having coffee chats. And that is the same when you're meeting with your client for coaching calls or consulting and sticking to it. I had a coach one time who had a little timer, and when it got to be about 8 minutes, she would say, "We've got about 8 minutes left. Is there anything we really need to discuss?" She had strict boundaries, or at least she had it like, "We're coming up at the top of the hour. I gave you 60 minutes and I'm giving you 60 minutes. I don't mean you have to have a timer, but if you constantly go over, that may be a place that you could take a look. Tell them at the beginning of the call, just want to remind you, we do have only 45 minutes. I have a hard stop." So all of this means that you have a higher energy. You're not going over, being late with the next call, or not having time to eat or go to the bathroom, or just so booked out that you are like, "I can't take on any more clients." So what you're doing here is creating better work, higher energy, which could equal higher rates, because you're getting such fantastic results from your clients that you're able to charge more, or you're able to bring more people on because you have more time. Let's talk about client boundaries, this clear start to end relationships. I will be working with you from this date to that date, and then after that you can renew, or if you don't finish, here's what happens. So they know what's happening at that. Also very clear on the scope of the work, what's included, what's not included, so that there's no guessing or no, "I just assumed this was part of it. You didn't say it wasn't." So that both of you are clear. And keeping the communication channels open, where if they have questions or if they want to refer back to your contract, it's all right there. And everybody knows what's happening. Just creates a better client experience. It also makes you seem very transparent and authentic, which is what we're talking about here. Like, here, this is what I'm offering, and this is the price for what I'm offering, which makes the client feel like they had a great experience. So they will give you referrals, or they will renew with you because they feel that you were holding the space for them in a very authentic, transparent way. Let's talk about energy boundaries. This is what we talked about a little earlier with protecting your space. When will you be on versus when you will be off? As a person who is working not as many hours as most everyone else, I have a lot of open space and creative time. But the last few months, I've had more on time because I'm doing some consulting and doing extra, almost like another business. So I'm like, wow, I really can see how you can get to the place where it's really hard to be that CEO and create space to move your business forward and working on the business instead of just working in the business and doing all the tasky little day-to-day things. But you do need this detox. You need this open space to think and to brainstorm and to get in touch with your intuition and make the best decisions. So being back-to-back with everything is not great. And that's the energy boundaries that we need to put up so that we can be the best expert at what we do, and not that our health is failing or our time is so limited that we are just not being very effective. Let's talk about financial boundaries, making sure that you have a signed contract, that the payment terms are written right in there, that they understand exactly how that is, if there's any discounts, how they need to get that. Make sure the finances are very clear on both ends so that everybody's, again, understands how it goes. And then your personal value boundaries, what you will and won't do inside of business. It's your values, what you value. Like, I value honesty and integrity and authenticity. If you have a client who's abusive or who comes to a call and is just not what you thought, having the confidence and the courage to say, "I don't think that this is the right match for us." Not only that, but looking at that before it happens, like getting those red flags and not taking on clients that you know are going to be trouble just because of the money. Projects you'll accept or decline based on, "I do know how to do this, but I can't stand it. And I do need the money." You could be getting another client in what you really love. So it's also not just about creating this boundaries and space between clients, but how you show up in work, how your personal values creates boundaries. Like, I will never work on Fridays, right? Or whatever it might be for you. And then don't cave in. Don't join a mastermind that has calls every Friday from 1 to 2 when you're wanting to take the day off so you could travel out of town. I won't join networking that's at 4 o'clock in the afternoon because I know I'm not going to be any good and I don't want to work that late in the day. It's nothing to do with the family now, but back in the day when my kids were younger, I'm done at 2:30 so I could go pick up my kids and I can spend the afternoons with them. Take a little time to see what are your values when it comes to business. And how this can increase your income is that you are aligning the ideal clients who will pay your rates and not these little, I can pay you half of it if you do this half right here. If that's the energy and the vibes you're putting out, then that is what you're going to get back. So take a few minutes right now. Let's do what I'm calling check your boundaries. Start with your awareness of your current boundary gaps. Where is there a big gap, a big hole in your fence, or something that is not aligned? And see how you can take care of this. Now, you may not be able to. If you're like, I have a client that I don't want, but she's paid me the money and I'm almost finished with the job. Sometimes you'd have to wait for the client to finish. But if there's an ongoing client that you're working with and they are starting to take advantage of you or you see these boundaries, just come back and say, look, I'm no longer going to be available on the weekends. It really wasn't part of our original agreement, but I've been doing it, but I've just gotten so busy with family and I want to honor my time with them. Like, I know it sounds hard and it sounds maybe easy if I say it here, but they will respect you in the end more. And probably no one on here is doing something so important that they have to be called at all hours of the evenings and the weekends for their work, right? You're not a brain surgeon or an OBGYN. No one's going into labor and you have to rush over. So hold firm with grace and really try to set it up for the best way you can. There may be a little pushback and there may be somebody who decides that they don't want to work with you anymore, but then they're not your ideal person. So choose one of these boundaries to implement this week. Make a list of some of the other things that you need to do and just chip away at this when you can. Even when you're scared, even when you're feeling a little fear or a little apprehension about this, honor yourself and think enough of yourself to put these in place and you will see the benefits for this because boundaries create freedom, more income, and you at a better, higher level to do the work that you were meant to do. Okay, thank you guys. Until next time, I will see you then.